he used to be on our payroll. If he keeps on showing up as often as he does, we may have to find a way to get him back on. But
I'm always up for another job, Steve.
Well, I know you've got, let's see, John Billups is the mayor of the city of Burlington, development director of the Notre Dame. He is also the general manager of Bluff Harbor Marina. Right. And I know you've also, didn't you have a trophy business too,
think? Yeah, I'm the strong back, weak mind of my wife's trophy business.
Okay. You know, and I think we were talking, I had Stephen Brody in earlier. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Chamber of Commerce. We were talking about small business. We were talking about how small business operates and how you basically get people to utilize small business and to realize that small business is an asset. And by buying local, investing local, by helping these shop owners, especially during a pandemic.
Right.
By doing that, you end up helping everybody in the community is really what you're doing.
Yeah, we just wrapped up some budget talks yesterday for the city, and thank the Lord that our sales tax, lost local option sales tax dollars were what they were. Otherwise, we'd be up a creek without a paddle. You know, they were up almost $750,000, so people are supporting locally. We are collecting some taxes now when you make an online purchase if you make it from our zip code. So both those things help, but it's mainly buying locally. Now, I always term it, the mom and pop is the way to go. I've been a mom and pop business.
Yeah.
But even if you have to buy it, you can't find it anywhere but a big box store. Buy it from ours.
Yes.
Because our people are employed there, you know.
Yeah.
Don't go to Iowa City and buy it. Buy it here. Because those dollars, you know, the state has kind of came back. We used to get a backfill, which is a rebate on our property tax because of the commercial split, the rollback. And that was $400,000
yeah.
we lost this year. And they're phasing out anyway. And we also had a 2% devaluation in our property tax as far as evaluation. And that was probably around $200,000. So without the local sales tax, we've been in trouble.
What, that 2% devaluation, was that primarily rollback that was causing
No, the 2% devaluation, it just, I don't know if it was an over-evaluation when the county did their last bump, but this time it just dropped 2%, the evaluation. I know the county struggled with it. We're struggling with it. West Burlington is.
What is interesting is that I've seen houses in my neighborhood basically have surged in they ask a certain price. They've been getting more than they're asking price on things.
I don't know so much the houses for sale. It's just the houses are retained. I mean,
is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. I think so. I think our medium value last report I saw, housing values in Burlington is hovering right around $45,000-$46,000.
Okay.
So we have a lot of lower end houses that bring that figure down. And really, where we're at compared to the rest of the state, we're low on our housing evaluation. So we'd like to see that come up, obviously.
Obviously. One of the things I just mentioned, Stephen Brody, mm-hmm. Galesburg, the new executive director, Chamber of Commerce. We haven't had an executive director per se, that mm-hmm. particular post. I was telling him the story that back in 1979, how I got involved. Remember a name of Cliff Dodson. Cliff was the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce in 1979, and he called me up on the phone and said, "We've got an event. This is called biking event called Rag Brice coming to town."
Yeah.
He said, "I know you've got a business that does do sound and light and sound reinforcement." And obviously you're on a radio. So he said, I'd like to hire you to be mm-hmm. entertainment for the closing, for the event when it closes in Burlington. And, we're going to draft you to be in charge of all public address and make all the announcements. And I need a master of ceremonies for the closing ceremony. So I think I'm going to give you three different jobs.
Yeah, that's right.
And But that's how I did it. I executive director, Chamber of Commerce. Chamber sort of, and remember there, and I told, was telling Stephen, I said, there used to be a part of the chamber, which was the JCs, mm-hmm. the Junior Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Which
now they have the Burlington Young Professionals.
Yeah. Yes. But the one thing about having, when I did talk to Stephen, I just mentioned it to you, is the fact that you've got somebody that's spearheading a particular feature of the community, and that is small business and local business.
The chamber's gone through. I'm a chamber supporter. I've been a member of the chamber for a long period of time. I was involved because I was downtown partners director working with Dennis Hinkle, we brought DPI underneath the chain, and we created the umbrella, the Greater Burlington Partnership, which was CVB, Grow Greater Burlington, which used to be named BADCO, which was a horrible name, the Chamber and Downtown Partners, and now Young Professionals.
BADCO was a bad name.
It was a bad name. So, I think what they've done now is, it's like you said, it's a singular focus, whereas before they had kind of an umbrella group. Now you have Della, who's the president of the partnership, and you have a director in charge of each wing and each branch. And I think that focus will help us a lot, and I think it already is paying off dividends.
And I think so, too. And I think that that's really the key. We were talking all as well about how downtown Burlington, you were in downtown Burlington how many years?
38. Still, okay. I still work here. So
you had to absorb a lot. The two floods just about pretty much wiped you out, didn't they?
It did.
The second one pretty much really did.
Second one did. That coupled with the 2008 flood, coupled with the 2009 recession and the cash for clunkers and everything else that happened, it just wore out the nest egg. I mean, we were still profitable, but you got to have cash. And we had used all that up fighting the flood. Thankfully, though, we do have a very strong downtown partners group. Those businesses unite together, and they do a very good job. I would love to see the Roosevelt businesses kind of band together. If I was a Roosevelt merchant, that would be something I would love to see for them. It's a kind of a consistent marketing push for why you spend money in Burlington. So,
in other words, by basically chipping in and working together as a group to get people to come and utilize those businesses.
And that's what the Chamber of Commerce does, right?
Yeah.
So, downtown's lucky because they get the Chamber of Commerce focus, but they also get the DPI focus. So, if you look at our downtown compared to the 1980s, it's a real renaissance period. We have people downtown and more coming in.
You're mentioning being a downtown businessman. You were a Roosevelt Avenue businessman.
Yeah, and I was Roosevelt. when people used to say that, Dad and I would both respond, no, we're a Burlington business person. And, the thing is, what's good for Roosevelt Avenue is good for Burlington. What's good for downtown is good for Burlington.
Okay. Now, here's...
you got to remember that.
I brought this up earlier as well, How difficult has the pandemic been on local business? It has not been an equal specter, so to speak, has it?
Yeah, I mean,
some businesses have thrived under it.
Some businesses that took it head on have thrived, and you can see those ones that have changed our operations.
Garden centers, home improvement centers, yes.
Some restaurants that went full on with delivery and pick up, and some of those did quite well, and the ones that pulled their horns in, it took them a while to morph. I don't think there's one business today that is not different or changed from the pandemic. And in the end, I think that makes us better. I mean, most businesses that didn't have an online presence now do.
Yeah.
When a business, Burlington business, especially a mom and pop, has an online presence, well, then someone from Chicago can buy items and goods, and we'll ship them, and that's even better for us.
Well, and again, now I know John is here. He's officially this is Chamber Day, or not Chamber Day.
It's
officially
City Council,
this is Council Day. We had Chamber Day earlier.
Yeah.
Officially, it is Council Day. But again, we're talking about how that playing field, we've got is nationwide, but it also affects us directly local. One of the things that affects this supply chain issue has affected A, inflation. B, it's affected. Hey, imagine, okay, if you're not selling cars, well, you don't have cars
to sell,
and you got these chips that are still sitting on a boat, you know, 1,500 of them still waiting to be unloaded in Long Beach and in Los Angeles. And
there's a couple supply side issues right now. One, the merchandise parts, and then two, the people. Right, Burlington. We've got jobs here. We have jobs here that some are entry level, some are mid level, some are ones that businesses quit advertising because they didn't think they could fill them. So we have jobs here. We just don't have the people. And hopefully with some of the apartment complexes that are opening up downtown, we'll attract some more people to come here. And people always get the focus. Well, when you're attracting someone, you attract young people. I want to attract the middle-aged person and the seniors, too, because those are ones with expertise and the dollars they need to pull something off.
But so. The pandemic has muddied
it's
the water.
It's muddied the whole thing.
It's muddied the whole thing. And this Omicron variant may be milder, but it's also more contagious. And that the fear level is – the last thing people want is fear.
I tell you, I have had a cold the last 2 weeks, and it has absolutely – kicked my tail. I tested for the coronavirus when I had coronavirus or COVID-19. It wasn't as bad as this cold. This cold has got a hold of me and I can't shake it.
And we've got it happens to be the thing is about this the Omicron variant is that the prime, if you've been vaccinated, if you've been boosted, particularly if you've been fully vaccinated. Typically, it's going to give you a mild case, basically, which is going to be replicating virtually the exact same symptoms you'll feel when you have a cold.
Right.
that makes it even more difficult, and it makes winter that much more
enjoyable.
winter stuff anyway.
Yeah,
but I think the fact is we want to get past this thing because that's when this sort of gray cloud is off of our shoulders, then we can live normal again.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
Live normal and be normal. We don't want. We're tired of dealing with this thing into the third year now.
Yeah, I don't know if it's ever going to truly go away, but hopefully.
It will go away. What it will do, it will go away. It will fade to black, but there may still be some things residual,
Well, and what I meant by that is, some of the processes that we're going through now are not going to go away. other countries for years have worn masks just because they didn't want to get the flu or the cold. And I think you're going to see a lot of people still adhere to that, and that's fine if that's their choice and they want to do it. I applaud them for it. So
one of the things that that I was reading earlier, it was the fact that the age groups that have been affected by this, obviously early was the elderly that were affected, and those who were immunocompromised, they had the resistance to the pandemic and the resistance to Omicron. Not Omicron, but a resistance to the coronavirus was basically killing them.
Yeah, we unfortunately for the Billups family, we've had two family members that had immunocompromised due to cancer, and so for me it's somewhat old hat because we did it for 14 years with my sister. As far we had to take extra precautions because we didn't want to get her sick.
Right.
In that regard, some of the hygiene concerns, and maybe we got a little lax, that's a good thing. A good thing to remind us, hey, you don't go to work if you're sick, and if you are, you distance yourself, wash your hands, wear a mask, whatever you need to do, rather than just infect everybody.
I had Pat Cohen on with me yesterday. He said yesterday there were 107 staff members out.
Yeah.
In Burlington School. That's 107 staff members out.
Yeah, that's a lot.
The other thing is, there's no subs.
No.
Or virtually no subs anywhere.
No.
So the subs are gone. Some people did get used to working from home, and they want to stay that way.
Yep.
But he did say, the interesting thing I read earlier was the fact that the youngest children, the ones who are 5 to 8 or so, that have had to go through, this is the time that they develop the friendships, they develop all those contacts, they develop the spirit of play and all the things.
Facial recognition.
You bet, all of those things. Yeah. And they've had a lot of that's been taken away from them.
Right. That was the toughest thing, I think, for young kids with masks, because they can't see, you know, they learn so much by facial expression and voice inflection and tone from their teachers and their classmates. And when you have that mask, it kind of blocked it. So that's a tough one. You know, I'm no expert in it, obviously, but I would think that that would be tough for them to overcome sometimes on the development side. Or it just takes longer.
We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about budget. You had a full day of budget here yesterday.
We had the all-day deal, yes.
We're going to take a break after the news, and we'll be back with more Talking City Business. John Billups joining us.
It's a high school girl-boy basketball doubleheader this Friday night on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Join Casey Fleming as Notre Dame hosts Danville. Brought to you by Rangspitz Flooring America, Bob Dodds Insurance, the Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door, Ritter's Garden Center, Standard of Beaverdale, and the Pilot Grove Savings Bank. Doubleheader high school basketball Friday night at 5:45 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.
Skin from your body wash? Try Olay Body Wash infused with skincare super ingredient collagen. Olay Body Wash with collagen hydrates to renew skin surface cells, improving skin 3 times better versus the leading body wash to transform skin from dry and dull to firm and radiant, so I can step into my day feeling fearless in my skin. And now try new Olay Body Lotion, which hydrates for healthier looking skin that improves over time. Olay Body.
Ready on take one?
Ready.
Okay, this is a crucial moment of the audiobook, The Big Escape.
Chapter 9, they had waited long enough when finally the clock struck midnight and...
Wait, where are you going? Nope.
When you need a taco, you need a taco. Try the Beefy Melt and Fiesta Veggie Burritos. Just $2 each, only at Taco Bell. And that's my time.
I'm not the voiceover guy too, but guess I'll read the legal copy. At participating Taco Bell stores for limited time only. Price and participation vary. Tax extra. Taco Bell vegetarian items allow for dairy and egg consumption. Preparation methods could lead to cross-contact with meat. Visit TacoBell.com for full details.
It's a well-known fact that January and February are the coldest months in Iowa. And if you didn't know, you should, that Standard of Beaverdale is the place to help you outsmart that cold weather. In one trip to Standard, you can outfit yourself to survive and maybe even thrive during anything Old Man Winter throws your way. You can pick up warm Carhartt coats, hats, and gloves for times when you just have to be outside. Or you can find fireplaces and portable heaters to make your time indoors more comfortable. Don't forget the insulation to help keep the warmth inside your house and the cold out. But the cold isn't the only thing we have to worry about, is it, Landon?
This is meteorologist Landon Mitchell. It's a pretty safe bet that with the cold, we'll have some snow and ice. The folks at Standard of Beaverdale want you to be prepared for that wintry precipitation. And you can come to Standard to get your shovels, ice scrapers, ice melt, and snow blowers. Be winter ready. Standard has all your winter survival supplies and much more. Shop Standard of Beaverdale in West Burlington, Iowa. Open 6 days a week.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Even the Daily Kos, hardly right-wing conservative media, are now showing that Biden now has a positive approval rating in only 3 states. Only 3. Now, that should tell you a lot. Out of all 50 states, only Hawaii, Massachusetts, and Vermont. Even California, New York don't approve of it.
Sean Hannity, afternoons from 2 to 5 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. News now, News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom, I'm Colin Letty. The Burlington Police Department has announced the arrest of a Burlington man for arson. According to a news release, at about 12:41 p.m. Wednesday, the Burlington Police and Fire Departments responded to a reported house fire at a residence in the 200 block of Summer Street. Upon arrival, authorities located the house fully engulfed in fire. While on scene, officers identified the tenant as 38-year-old Joshua James Levins of Burlington, who was subsequently interviewed by detectives from the Burlington Police Department's Criminal Investigations Division. Levins was arrested for second degree arson and reckless use of fire. Levins is being held at the Des Moines County Correctional Center on bond pending a court appearance. A Wisconsin man accused of killing his girlfriend and trying to kill his teenage daughter in a double shooting in Milwaukee has been arrested following an hours-long standoff in northeastern Iowa. The Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier reports that 47-year-old Simon Hughes of Milwaukee was arrested Wednesday morning at a Waterloo home after he held officers at bay for 8 hours in sub-zero temperatures. Milwaukee police say Hughes was wanted on first-degree intentional homicide for the January 6th shooting death of 41-year-old Quinette Walters outside their Milwaukee home. Police say Hughes then shot and injured his 14-year-old daughter as she fled the home. Some flights to and from the U.S. have been canceled even after AT&T and Verizon scaled back the rollout of high-speed wireless service that could interfere with aircraft technology that measures altitude. Airlines received warnings from the Federal Aviation Administration and Boeing that many of the plane maker's 777 aircraft had equipment that was particularly vulnerable to interference from 5G service. The Airlines for America trade group said Wednesday that cancellations were limited because telecom providers agreed to temporarily reduce the rollout of 5G near airports, while industry and government work out a long-term solution. Nearly 40% of the U.S. airline fleet lacks FAA approval to land in low visibility near 5G signals. From the KBOR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Democrats' voting rights legislation is blocked again in the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 52, the nays are 48.
Those 52 are every Republican and two Democrats, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, voting against a change that would allow the bill to pass by simple majority vote, not the 60 needed now, to overcome a filibuster. The Supreme Court rules former President Trump's White House records may be turned over to the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot.
Attorneys for former President Trump had cited executive privilege. President Biden waived that privilege. But the justices said the Court of Appeals found even if Trump were the sitting president, the House could still demand the documents. So the question as to whether a former president can exert executive privilege doesn't even need to be answered.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. 286,000 new unemployment claims are 55,000 more than the week before. The number of people still on unemployment is up as well and more than most economists expected. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Wind chill advisory in effect till noon today. Sunny and cold. A high just 8 degrees for the day. Wind chill values have been down as low as 15 below. Mostly clear tonight. Low down to 7 below. The winds will become calm, though. Sunny, warmer Friday. High up to 18. As winds switch to the south, partly cloudy Friday night down to 11. Party sunny Saturday, 30, down to 13. Saturday night, party sunny Sunday, high of 30 and up to 36 with party sunny skies Monday. Right now, we've got sunny skies, still zero.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. A bounce for stocks on Wall Street this morning after yesterday's plunge. The tech-heavy NASDAQ opened officially in correction territory. It's down 10% from its recent record high from last November. Another 286,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week, the highest since October, and some economists are blaming Omicron. United Airlines out with quarterly results that surprised. It had a narrower loss in the last quarter than expected, thanks to strong year-end bookings. Netflix shares are in correction. They're down more than 20% from its recent all-time high. Netflix reports quarterly results after the closing bell this afternoon. Working from home, more than half of all companies asked in a Gartner survey said they monitor workers using the company laptops with surveillance technology. That includes email scraping, screenshots, keystrokes, and mouse movements. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Who says planning a wedding has to be stressful? Sunday, January 30th, the Pritchard Broadcasting Bridal and Event Expo brings Nearlyweds and the top event professionals in the area together under one roof for one exciting day of wedding and event planning from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Find the perfect photographer to capture every moment of your special day. Choose the caterer your guests will rave about. Say yes to the perfect dress and a text to match. Pick your colors and the decor for your choice of venues. Discover the latest wedding trends and find everything you need to plan your next special event. Catering, bridal gowns, tuxedos and suits, floral, DJs, event rentals, photography, venues, jewelry, tanning, hair, and nails. Featuring vendors at the top of their field, including Bold Beauty Bar, Fork Catering Company, Harvest View Farms, Melissa's, and more. Don't miss the Bridal and Event Expo, Sunday, January 30th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Catfish Bend Convention and Event Center. And be sure to go online to kbur.com or go through the link on our Facebook page, pre-register for the event, and receive offers and updates from participating vendors.
Fleming Chapel wants you to be informed about cremations. Options with cremation are limitless when it comes to burial, keepsakes, jewelry, and urns. You can have a full service with viewing and then cremation.
Fleming Chapel is a local, family-owned funeral home. Your loved one never leaves our care during the cremation process. We'll help you through the final arrangement process and hopefully ease your burdens.
We invite you to experience the Fleming Chapel difference. Lunning Chapel, turning care into comfort.
When there's a change in the weather,
it's horrible out here,
and you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at KBUR.com.
And it is the rescheduled city council day. No, we don't have two members of the council. We've got John Billups again, and we've had John is the mayor of the city of Burlington. But again, I've known John, at least 35 years.
Yeah,
I know.
Anyway. Anyway.
But then again, is there anybody I haven't known at least 35
no,
years?
I say it all the time. You know, kids today, when I say kids today don't understand, you know, I grew up. Even at my age, not that there's a lot of difference between us, but I grew up, a snow day, better tuning KBUR and see if Steve says I got to go to school or not.
As years go by, we have lost a number of people. A lot of people have lost a lot of people this past year because of the pandemic or the past couple of years. And we've lost not necessarily because of the pandemic, but age has taken its toll. Legend. You talk about legends. I remember Bob Brick when he called me up and he said, "Hey, we're looking." And I was on the Players Workshop board. I was president of the Players Workshop at that time. And he said, "Hey, I'd like to have you come down and take a look. Come down with me and get a viewpoint of what this Capitol Theater could be." Mm-hmm. And anyway, went down. I'm trying to think who else was there. But there was a handful of people all told. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we went through there, and it was this dirt floor. And I said, wow, this is pretty. I had never been inside the place.
Right.
I'd seen the outside shell of the place. But I went in there, and I looked at it, and I'm looking, scoping around. Okay, I'm thinking of, they had a small double deck there, the second, but that was only really for the projectionist and or the, just somebody who might be up there. I said, how many, seating? Okay, you're looking at keeping the seating into a single area. Okay, and you're looking at utilizing this as a movie theater potentially, but you're also looking at it as an entertainment venue. And I looked at it and I said, and I couldn't remember. I went up there, went up on the stage, and I said, stage is not real deep,
mm-mm,
but that can be modified because you can bring that stage out.
Out.
I said, I said, the biggest problem you're going to face on this is that you don't have wings.
Yeah.
If you want to do this as an entertainment or do plays or something like that, you need to have wings. Somebody has to be able to go and come in with materials, with sets, with designs and things
sides,
like that.
Yeah.
Things have to come in. And I said, now, he's looking. I still remember he's kind of rubbing his chin, and he's looking at me, and I'm up. We're both on the stage, and he says, you know that building next door? That's the first I heard of it. He said, that building next door. I think he said, you know what? If we could get that building next door, we could have wings.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people in this town that got drafted by Bob.
And what he did to the downtown.
Yeah, what he did for the downtown. He and my pops were very good friends, and they worked on a lot of projects together. And you're right. Tommy Walls, Bob Brick, my dad, over the last 10 years, you see a lot of those volunteers passing on, for just because of age. And you wonder, okay, where's the next generation? You see them.
Yeah.
You see them out there. The great thing about guys like Bob and Tom and other guys like that and gals like that, because they didn't do it for the glory of it.
No.
They just did it because it needed to be done. Burlington has been so blessed compared to other towns with our volunteers and our legendary leaders. It's one of those things you take for granted. Well, someone's going to do it.
Well, I think that, I think what they all shared was a true love of the community.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on RAGBRAI many times, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I'm asked, I was over the years many times asked, well, tell me about Burlington. Tell mm-hmm. me where you work, or tell you where you live I've been doing radio for all these years, doing this and that, doing the bike races, announcing those. And, I said, you never wanted to move out and never wanted to do.
No.
I said, opportunities were there to move to, and I remember saying to the very first few days that I was in Burlington, I hadn't really gotten to know the place, and I'm training at the radio station. I'm training on the night shift and go out and went out for breakfast after work and said, so what do you want to do? I said, how long are you going to stick around here? I said, well, I'd like to stay around at least a year, but no more than two. I don't want to get a reputation. Back in those days, I thought I would be the, that I was going to be doing a moving on up and, running WLS or something.
Excuse me.
But, no, it was what happened was I got in, one thing led to another, got promoted a couple of times at the radio station, got moved into program director, then became moved up into both handling basically both of the radio stations and got involved in the theater, started a business. One thing leads to another. What I also found out is that, and then when I got into biking, I realized, I don't think anybody here appreciates how much Whitey Clausen did by taking all these farm-to-market roads and paving them.
Yeah,
the things that people don't see are the things that are the richness of the community, the recreational opportunities here, the location, the Mississippi River as a resource.
Right. They just
Steamboat days. You and I were on the Steamboat Days board.
And you hate to say it's just taken for granted, but basically it is. We've been so lucky that sometimes this stuff gets taken for granted. But when my wife and I both went to BHS in 1980, we had the huge class. And when she moved back to this area, we were talking when we first started dating. I said, look, I'm probably going to live in Burlington the rest of my life. I work for my family business, but even if I didn't, I love Burlington. I've had an opportunity. I had a great opportunity to go to Des Moines with a friend of mine, with one of my dad's friends. He had a similar business, and he wanted me to jump up and move beyond just what we had here. And he said, it was a heck of an opportunity, but the problem was it wasn't in Burlington. And so rather than chase those dollars, I decided to stay here. And I don't regret it for a moment.
Well, I think
Burlington's a great town.
The fact is, when you add in there, you get married, you buy a house or two, you have children. I was telling Steve Brody, I said, said, talk about, he said, over here, I know it was Pat Cohen yesterday. I said, we got a declining population base here. He said, that's one of the problems. People aren't having kids. And I said, what I can tell you is that when I came to town, there was one Hexham, and wasn't very long, and all of a sudden there were five Hexhams.
Yeah. Like, you know, you see plant managers that come to town for these plants, and they come out of town and they're transplant. You know, and I can name off four or five or six, maybe probably a dozen of them that after their time was done with that company, stayed in Burlington.
Yeah.
You know, and they weren't Burlington homers, you know, when they came here, but Burlington became their home. And, you know, we're blessed that way.
Well, I think that the best thing that I've heard is that it has a small town flavor with a lot of big city attributes.
I hear it all the time from vendors that come in or people that come in to see Burlington. They cannot believe all the fantastic restaurants, locally owned restaurants we have, and all the corporate restaurants we have. They just cannot believe all the things that we have for a town our size.
And I look at BRE, Burlington Riverfront Entertainment, Mike and David. They have done a superlative job. They have literally turned that place around.
They've made this Burlington City Council look pretty smart.
I had. December, yeah. About a little over a month ago, we went December. Wife and I went to the Mannheim Steamroller concert, and it was I've been in that auditorium many times, and I have never seen a sold out show.
Right.
And I've never seen such a well produced show. And all of the, it made me proud basically to say, hey, look, this is the building and the show and the people. Hey, this is opportunity. This is an opportunity. You do this, this is what says, hey, you know what? We can do this. We can do a lot of things. Yeah. And I think that's really the key. You've got this Tiger Grant that's going to be putting in. It's going to change the downtown flavor. It's going to change part of Main Street. It's improving your bike trails. It's going to make the riverfront more, a user-friendly kind of riverfront.
You know, the thing is about the Tiger Grant work, it's going to be more park-like at the riverfront, but the parking's going to be virtually the same because we're taking out that west, you know, a lot of people haven't been on the website to see. We're taking out one of those railroad tracks. We'll have diagonal parking the length of that. And so then we'll have some parking back where the old Steamboat Days stage is, and we've got some other changes there we'd like to do, but it'll be more park-like where you can go down and enjoy the river with just not being in a parking lot.
Well, not only did we talk about Chad Bird, but Nick McGregor has done a yeoman's job in terms of being in charge of the public works and in charge of the flood mitigation project is simply to imagine. Okay, the two floods here pretty much wiped you out.
They wiped me out. And so, you know, when you look at the Tiger Grant and then you look at the flood mitigation plan, that's basically $47 million of outside investment in our community.
But
$45 million.
But look at the potential savings for businesses, businesses.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Mac Coffin's business, every time it got up to 16 foot, you know, it seemed like they were down there because my wife worked there at the time, and they were pumping out the basement, trying to shore up the walls and that type of thing. And hopefully that'll be a thing of the past for us. You know, going back to Nick, I will give him a ton of credit for the communication level that he has installed in this Tiger Grant. It is going to be a 3-year project.
Yeah.
It is going to be complicated. They have weekly meetings involving anybody can ask questions, whether it's a citizen, a downtown business owner. They're getting email updates all the time. I'm really happy and proud of him. What he also
has done is he has taken all of the components that go into street building and all of the components that go into the stormwater sewer separation program. He's been combining those elements together. He's been coordinating the effort. He's been making sure that we have the snow removal site is taking place at the right time and being done. Or if there's anything that needs to be improved, it's improved.
And the other thing is he's got a willingness to change, right? We did the 8th and Jefferson Jefferson and Central intersection. That's a little tight. You know, we did some temporary concrete there because we're not ready. Well, once would transfer from paper to actual real use, we discussed it, and there was a willingness to change it. So we're going to change it. We're going to change that radius and widen that a little bit. We're going to look to see if we can't recover one of those parking stalls that we took out. And, you know, there's a willingness to do that and to try to adapt on the fly. But you're right. One of the most frustrating things is to put a brand new, beautiful road in and then 3 months later, we're digging a hole in it.
We're not doing that. Everything you do that improves the aesthetics of your community basically improves the quality of life of the people that live in the community. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Winners don't wait for chances. They take them, having the courage necessary to make the game-winning play when it's all on the line. It's what sets us apart from the rest. Your home for Iowa Hawkeye basketball is right here.
The Hawks host Penn State at Carver Hawkeye Saturday with pregame at 2:30. Brought to you by Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Hi, it's Steve Mann. Have you heard the commercials for the Mark Patrick Stop Smoking Seminars? And they said only $49.99 and it could work for you. So I thought, that's not even a week's worth of smoking. So I went. And guess what? It did work for me. You know, my friends and family are still amazed. I quit smoking. I didn't have cravings, anxiety, or weight gain. Listen, I don't know how it works, but I know it works because I'm living proof, and it's 100% guaranteed. So what do you got to lose? I'll tell you what you got to lose. A very bad habit.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and stop smoking now without cravings, irritability, weight gain, or your money back. Only $49.99 guaranteed. Hypnosis designed to work without anxiety, irritability, or weight gain for only $49.99. Become a non-smoker. That's right. Seminar Friday, February 18th at the Howard Johnson in Burlington from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Weight loss seminar starts at 5:30 and stop smoking at 8 p.m.
Menards has what you need to keep your home safe. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers, Kidde Home Safety Products keep your family protected from emergencies. Grab a general use fire extinguisher. It lasts up to 12 years, and it adds an extra measure to protect you and your family at home. Save big money on Kidde Home Safety Products. Good through January 23rd, right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
My name is Giselle Tan. I'm an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in foot and ankle. When I first came to Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, I thought the facilities were first class. I don't think it's widely known that you can do an ankle replacement. I think there are more and more people that are getting them. An ankle replacement is nice because it keeps motion at your joints.
To learn more about Dr. Tan and foot and ankle surgery at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, visit greatriverhealth.org.
All right, welcome back on the talk show today. John Billups joining me, mayor of the city of Burlington. Yes, we've been talking city business. We've been talking city, but I think what we've really been talking about, I just used the term before we went to break, and I said the one thing that this town has that is the reason why I have been here and the reason why I think a lot of the people that have been here that have come through this town and decided to make it their town was it has quality of life.
It does. And we have an outstanding quality of life. You know, we've got all these, we've got the riverfront right out there. You know, I remember we were talking about the boats of the break, Viking boats and steamboat days, breaks, boats coming in. Our businesses were downtown. At one point in time, I was hurriedly walking across the street, and the person stopped me. She goes, "I bet you take that for granted, don't you?" And I look at her, "What?" And she points to the river. "Well, that." And I was like, "Oh, my gosh, yeah. Even though I was a boater and everything else, we took it for granted." So, you know, we've got a lot of people are going to be exposed to our town over the next couple of years with the Viking cruise ships. steamboat ships. You got the turf facility. I was in a restaurant this last Sunday. The whole place was filled with people in uniforms spending their dollars in Burlington. They got the recplex, and now we'll have the courts is coming outside by the pizzazz. So we've got a lot of amenities that will attract people to town.
Last fall, I was on Rudy Max's Travel World, which is one of our Saturdays. It's a nationwide show, and I was on the show from here, and I'm talking to them, and I said, right behind me, they said, I said, was one of the greatest assets that we have in the community. We got the Mississippi River. And I said, I'm also broadcasting. We're broadcasting from a studio that's next to a beautiful bridge.
Look over my shoulder. You'll
see
it.
I've got a view up the river, down the river, 20, 30 miles in all directions. Yeah. I said, hey, does it get any better than that?
It really doesn't. I don't.
I mean, yes, one floor above may be martinis, but I don't have to pay any tabs here.
You can sack luncheon.
Sack luncheon. Regardless. Yeah. I think that's the key thing here is, and I think you talked about it right at the very beginning, is that it's one thing to come in and rescue a town. It's another thing to keep it going and to move on to the next step. And I think that's where we are heading. The pandemic has slowed things. It's slowed things. It's created some obstacles, inflation. But I think that is going to, I think all of these things that have been thorns in the side, I think they're all going to gradually, things are going to be improving. And when we get this pandemic to the point where it's no longer the first thing on our mind or dealing with it every day, then we can move on. Brad Deary can sell cars, and he'll have and the chips will be there.
Yeah.
They're already working right now on building companies to make those chips here in this country.
Which is what we should be doing, right?
And making the prescriptions here in this country.
Right. It's going back to build it in America and use it in America would be a wonderful thing. You know, we just wrapped up. You brought it up, Steve. We wrapped up budgets yesterday. Discussions anyway. And the focus this year was maintaining what we have. We need to take what we have and maintain it. Take the good things in our community and maintain it or improve it. We're going to be doing the Dankwart Park Playground Project. We'll be Burlington's really, we're behind. It'll be the first all-inclusive, all-access playground for people of all walks of life, you know, whether they have disabilities or not. And I'm so proud of that. And we have other playgrounds that we're going to, but our goal is to not build a new park at this point, take care of what we have.
Well, I also had, somebody was asking me and they were saying, okay, what is the big deal about this bridge, this Cascade Bridge? They've heard enough of that, but I said, look, what I am saying is when you talk about what the image, it's imagery, it's total imagery. Yeah. I said, yes. Can you go around? Can you get into the park? Yes. Can you do all of the things? Yes. But I said, if you're coming in from out of town and you see Main Street goes right up to one of the most, in fact, the most beautiful park in the state of Iowa, and you can't, and you say, oh, and it's a chain link fence. That's an image.
Right.
That's an image that stays in your mind. If you go across on a bridge and you go right into the park, that's an image that stays in your mind, too.
You know, we have recruiters out there, right? We have Jeremy Hess of Grow Greater Burlington, Casey Fleming from Great River Health Systems, and now Southeast Iowa Health Systems. The deal is when they take people, we've had people move to town based on just their tours. But when they get to Cascade Bridge and they see that bridge, which has been closed since 2008, and their question is, well, if they don't take care of that, what else are they not taking care of? And so, you know, we couldn't do anything about it before. Well, now we're slowly getting in a position where
we can do something with it. And if you're giving a tour, you can say, yes, this bridge is on the replacement thing.
It's on our five-year road plan.
The fence you have here is a temporary thing only to make sure, just for absolute safety. But we're going to be we'll replace this thing with a jewel.
And you know, thankfully, you know, our previous city administration and our previous city council has got us to the point where we can talk about it finally.
All right. Well, good things are on the way. Glad you'd say a successful thumbs up on the budget hearings.
Yep. We're going to hold the line on the levy with no loss of services.
And it'll probably change the way you handle these presentations in the future. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I think so.
John, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.